So Joel Ostro joins us now, professor of political science at Benedictine University. Joel, let me just start by asking you, is there any doubt in your mind that Vladimir Putin ordered the murder of Prigozhin and the nine other people on that plane, that they were shot down because of the failed coup attempt or whatever that was that the Wagner group attempted?
First of all, good morning, John, and great to be on with you again. Like many others, there was some hesitance at the beginning, waiting for confirmation that Prigozhin was identified, was, you know, certainly on that plane. But I think that hesitance at the beginning was silly because this whole scenario kind of followed an old script. So it is noteworthy that the Russian media was sort of in lockstep saying the same things across a variety of media outlets almost immediately after the plane was shot down. It is remarkable that there was not one video of the plane coming down and burning, but I saw three different ones. And I have been on with you a number of times over the years. You may remember the hostage taking at the Beslan School over a decade ago, or the Nordost Theater. And in those instances, as in others, a uniform message has gone out from all Russian media outlets almost immediately with the information that those incidents happened. And that was the case with this. Clearly, there were eyes on Prigozhin watching him board the plane that relayed to the air defense folks so that they would indeed hit the correct plane, because two Wagner planes took off from Moscow. People reported seeing and hearing two missile trails. There's a history of Russia shooting down commercial planes. There are going to be conspiracy theorists saying that somehow maybe Prigozhin staged this to make it look like he was dead so he could disappear.
Right, I've heard that.
John, there's, yeah, of course, but no. Until he appears somewhere, the answer is no.
I agree with you on that, Joel. I don't think
follows the script.
Yeah, I don't think we need to. And so, fine. I don't want to dwell on that because it doesn't seem to deserve much attention. It just is a reminder to me of how ruthless and almost predictable, though, Vladimir Putin can be, and that he gets away with it. And and you do wonder what the people of Russia think about this if they know that Yevgeny Prigozhin was on that airplane. They must know that what a coincidence that it crashed or got shot out of the sky. And if that's the case, do they care? Is there any ramifications to Vladimir Putin because of this?
Putin is, and I said this immediately after that mutiny, if you want to call it that. Really, what the Wagner forces were after was a change to give them more authority over the war in Ukraine and official status in the leadership of the Russian military. Prigozhin's beef was with General Shoigu, who is the defense minister, and others in the top brass. And that's who they were moving against. They were not moving against Putin. It was a failed gambit. They thought that they had popular support, which they did, because official media at Putin's behest had glorified the achievements of the Wagner group, not only in Ukraine, but in Syria prior to that, and then North Africa, which is still ongoing. So official propaganda had made the Wagner group and Prigozhin into heroes. But just as quickly now, they've been turned into traitors. And certainly the military is happy to see them go. what's happened now? And this sort of answers the why, the wait of 2 months to take this action, because we've been saying for a while that Prigozhin's days are numbered, right? So why wait? Well, there are a number of highly trained and experienced mercenary fighters under the Wagner banner. And the Kremlin, Putin still wants to control them. The military wants them within the military. So they, in a sense, used Prigozhin to gather these people up who were in Ukraine and Russia. That was part of that move to Belarus, so they could find and identify them and then sort them out to make sure that those commanders of Wagner forces and the forces themselves scattered across Africa were, one, known to others beyond Prigozhin, but to the Kremlin, so that they could be identified and brought into line, and perhaps new leadership of Wagner could be identified, because this plane contained all of the Wagner group leadership, pretty much, at least at the top. So these 2 months enabled that gathering and sorting to happen. You may or may not have noticed 24 hours or so before shooting down the plane, General Surovikin, the commander of the Air Forces, who had been under house arrest since that mutiny that Prigozhin led, was now officially dismissed, relieved of his duties. This was just also yesterday, just something like 10 hours before the shooting down of the plane. No coincidence there, and one has to wonder how many days Mr. Surovikin has left. Although I will note that he is the architect of the defensive posture that Russia put into place, particularly along the southern line of the front in Ukraine, that has so far made things very difficult in this counteroffensive and made that go very, very slowly for Ukraine.
One last thing.
He was the architect of that.
One last thing. I just wonder what all of this means about the war in Ukraine. So all of that notwithstanding, does it say anything about Russia's resolve in Ukraine?
What it says is that there's been a resolute decision among Putin and his military brass that this is going to be a military operation now, that these private forces are, which right. were kind of renegade and operating on their own, are out. But in terms of success or failure, what happened yesterday isn't going to have much bearing at all. The bigger news yesterday was that Ukraine landed an amphibious force on Crimean territory for the first time since 2014 and took out a major radar facilities and missile launching facility while also taking out a bunch of Russian troops, and then managed to get out without any casualties. That's the biggest military news from Ukraine yesterday.
Joel Ostro is a professor of political science at Benedictine. Okay, I'll catch up with you again soon, Joel. Always appreciate your thoughts on this. I knew I'd be talking to you today. I appreciate your insight.
Thanks so much, John. Take care.